It's Saturday morning. It is time for our CVTC program. I've got Sean Vanderwall, landscape and turf management instructor. Keeping our plants growing and healthy and producing if we're doing the vegetable garden. Can you give me some advice on how to keep those management skills going?
Yeah, I think the strong area to focus on is water management. You know, this past winter, it is a safe bet to say that it was dry. Okay, and we did get some snow here at the end of March and some rain that came with it, and it was needed, but we do need more still. But when we talk about vegetable gardening and our landscape, there's definitely some things we can do to kind of make some responsible choices with water and irrigation. And with vegetables, I think one of the things that if you have the capability of doing is drip irrigation. And that can be purchased at stores, you can purchase that online on Amazon. And it can be kind of an easy thing and a fun thing to hook up and design in your garden. And what that does is, you know, we take the water that's coming in and it goes directly to kind of the base area of our plants. And I think about myself, and I don't have drip irrigation in all the parts of my garden, but in the summer before I leave to go landscaping, I'm running out to the garden, dragging the hose, and I'm just soaking it. And there's such a large percentage of that water that, you know, that evaporates. It doesn't target the root zone of the plants. And when we talk about drip irrigation, that brings that water right to the base of the plants, and you can even incorporate that into your landscape as well, weaving some drip line through your landscape to take care of those plants. The other thing too, if you are going to go out and just do traditional watering with the hose or watering cans for your baskets and planters and vegetable gardens, early morning waterings is a time where, you know, that plant has a little bit of time to really utilize and take that water in before that hot summer sun takes over and dries that resource up. With, you know, tomatoes and some of our other vegetables that can be a little bit susceptible to blights, I think one of the biggest things I can encourage is to make sure we're not splashing soil up with the hose and you know, soaking those plants with water every day. Try to keep your hose waterings even just at the base of that plant as you go through the garden.
To keep those weeds down, sometimes it's good to do a little bit of mulching too. How does that work into the system?
Yeah, I can't stress the benefits of mulching enough. You know, I think traditionally when people have a landscape installed or they manage a landscape in their home, you know, we see hardwood mulches in the landscape, and that's great. And that does a great job with weed suppression, like you mentioned. Does a good job with moisture management. But very oftentimes, you know, we have our apple trees and our fruit trees and things like that out in the yard, and we just see this standalone tree that's popping up out of the grass. And what I can tell you is that there's a lot of benefit to having mulch around your fruit trees. So, you know, fruit trees they have a big job. They have to produce lots of sugars, okay, to make those, to start with the blossoms and lead to those beautiful fruits, hopefully, right? Beautiful fruits at the end of the season. And drought stress can make that process really difficult for them. So, you know, taking the time to eliminate the weeds and grass around the base of your plant and establishing some kind of a, even if it's going to be just, you know, like a shredded hardwood mulch is a start, but even in some organic, like composted mulches, things that can kind of benefit that plant. And the tip for that is kind of find the drip line. So the outside, you know, the furthest point that the leaves of the canopy reach, and having your mulch circle go that far on smaller fruit trees. Now, if you have an apple tree that's 20 feet across, I'm not saying to put a 20-foot mulch ring around your tree, but on your smaller fruit trees to keep that that mulch ring around the tree and the drip line. In your veggie garden, probably an underdone process is, you know, when you cut the grass, save some clippings, save some leaves, leave them in a pile for a couple weeks so they start breaking down, and then just put those constantly in a thin layer in between your veggie rows. It'll help with weed suppression. They'll continue to break down, compost throughout the summer, and then when you till that garden under in the fall, you've already an entire summer of partially composted additions added to your soil.
Well, you brought up the mulching and you brought up the benefits for the plants and keeping the weeds down. If you mulch, does that help with some of the water escape from the plants and from the trees?
Yes, absolutely. Moisture retention, keeping that soil cooler longer underneath the mulch, allows that water to kind of stay at that root zone longer. And, you know, and the longer we can keep some nice loamy, moist soil around our root zone where plants can access that moisture, they can access the nutrients in that soil. Putting that mulch there really factors into that.
And sometimes I get looking around on some of that social media, and there's some tools out there for water collection, and they look like they're fairly simple. What are some of the things that you use, or we can find out some more about, to help collect up that water so we can use it on our garden?
Yeah, so rain collection systems are becoming increasingly popular, and you know, you can spend lots of money and have really fancy looking, you know, barrels that mount against your house, or I mean, you can use the square IBC food grade totes or plastic barrels. You know, I think a lot of people are concerned about the aesthetics of it, and what does it look like to have, you know, a barrel of rainwater sitting outside my house. So if that's your thought process, try to find the portion of the house that you're okay, where people aren't going to see it. And that's kind of what we do. We have a, you know, some gutters off the back of one of our garages, and we just run the rainwater rather than a downspout off into the yard. We just took that downspout and put it into a barrel and put a hose valve on it. And when I want to do something like dump some buckets of water on my raspberries during the fruiting season, I don't drag the hose across the yard and run the hose. I just fill up a few 5-gallon buckets, get a little bit of exercise, and use that rainwater. And we talk about, you know, dry summers, and we've had historically dry summers, and in those times, it's nice when it does rain to try to make the most of that moisture.
Well, I think it's just about time to get growing and get those plants going, the flowers going, the vegetables going. I don't know, I might have to dig out some soil and plant some seeds very soon. And that's our CVTC program for this Saturday morning with Sean Vanderwall. He is the Landscape and Turf Management Instructor. And I'm Jill Welke.